Justin, would you prefer not to have autism?
But I have autism. That's my life.
And do you like having autism?
But autism is my life. That's all.
What does your autism make you do, Justin? How does it make you different from other people?
I don't know.
Maybe he's like had it. He's on overload, like not.
And I'm still overwhelmed of questions.
I enjoy the honesty that Justin shows, you know, that he's honest about finding things annoying, and at the same time, sometimes I feel it, maybe I am being boring, you know, which isn't such a great feeling.
Yes, it is bland.
For several days, I'd been spending time among children diagnosed with autism, a condition of the brain often associated with a lack of interest in others. Around one child in 100 has autism. Those severely affected can sometimes behave in a way that is profoundly challenging for the people who care for them. And yet, with the right intervention, they can also make amazing progress.
Konnichiwa, watashi wa Nicholas.
One of America's top schools for autism is here in New Jersey.
My name is Julian.
By visiting some of the pupils, I was hoping to get a glimpse of what life is like for their families. The tough choices they have to make over how to raise their children.
What's your name? Hello?
And to experience for myself the pleasures and the strains of one of the most extraordinary kinds of relationship.
Louis Theroux, Extreme Love, Autism. Louis travelling in the back of a car with three children. He bites into a donut.
You need help with what? You ate your donut already. You're not getting another one.
Paula Vieira has three children, of whom two are autistic. The seven-year-old twins, Marcelo and Lucy.
It's okay.
During the Saturday errands, Marcelo had become distressed that we hadn't stopped at the supermarket, part of his usual routine.
I know you want to go shopping. We're going to go to Dr. Mark. And then don't hit me. You need nice hands. You need nice hands. Okay? Stop. You need nice hands. You need nice hands. Now stop that.
Marcelo covers his eyes with his hand and sobs. Then he hits his face with both hands. At the wheel, his mother shakes her head in despair and sips her coffee.
So both Marcelo and Lucy have autism. What is autism, as you understand it?
As I understand it, it is a neurological disorder. Cause unknown, cure unknown. Right, Lucy? Where do you want to go?
We'll go upside.
You want to go outside?
Hi, Lucy. How are you doing?
Lucy doesn't respond.
Would you like to say hello, Lucy?
How are you?
Lucy walks straight past Louis.
It's that, was I doing something wrong or?
No, you weren't. You see, Lucy now, she's an independent little soul. She'll sit up there on that swing all by herself without even making the connection that there's a whole world around her.
Do Marcelo and Lucy know that they're autistic?
No, I doubt it. I don't think they know what day it is. I just try and make them happy.
I sense you're pretty stressed about this whole thing.
I'm heartbroken. God forgive me, but I don't get a lot of enjoyment from them. You know, to wait 5 years to hear someone call you mom after daily doing everything for them to keep them safe and give them comfort and provide for them, it's tough, you know?
A sunny day, a graveyard by a football pitch, and a yellow school bus.
Marcelo and Lucy attend a state school specially designed for autistic kids.
We're from the BBC, and we're very pleased to meet you.
The Developmental Learning Centre in Warren, New Jersey, has around 250 children.
Say car. Good! Say, cheese it.
It takes an age range of 3 to 21 years old, and prides itself on turning almost no one away, no matter how disruptive their behaviour.
A little boy takes a letter.
That's the one we're working on, B.
Much of the work focuses on social interaction.
So you say, what's your favourite movie? He says, Red Tails. Then you could say...
Well, that's cool. My favourite movie is The Lord of the Rings.
Okay, yeah. Now we have our script. Now you guys are going to act it out.
No.
Hey, what's up?
Not much.
Cut.
A small percentage of students make enough progress to move to a more mainstream school.
Hey, Nick.
The latest to make the jump was 19-year-old Nikki Ingracia.
I'm graduating high school.
You're graduating from here and moving on to a new school.
But that's not. But that's not graduating high school at all.
Well, it kind of is from here.
But
you're moving on. You're to moving a new on. Place with new friends yeah. and.
But what about my old friends? They're gonna miss me to death.
You want to be challenged, and this is a great opportunity for you to be challenged.
Yeah,
right?
Well, I have a fear of getting homework.
Well, you know what?
I can give you homework now to prepare you.
The idea is that you'll be in a school where the other students are...
Similar to me, yes.
At a higher educational level than the ones here.
Yes, correct.
Which you will enjoy.
Most likely.
You hope to.
I hope to.
But you're nervous.
Yeah.
Why?
Because it might be a lot harder and the challenge might increase full force.
Do you get a lot of anxiety?
What's anxiety?
Anxiety, do you get anxious? Are there things in your...
Yeah, sometimes.
What makes you nervous?
The students that don't know any better, who have nothing better to... They have nothing better to do with their lives but to bother the crap out of me.
But how about the work here? Does the work here make you nervous? The work we ask of you?
Yeah, because most of the time it's pointless.
Why is it pointless?
It's pointless because it's either too easy or too hard. That makes it pointless.
So Nikki has challenges that a non-autistic person might not have. Would we say that educationally?
Exactly.
Which are what?
Coping with frustration and being told to do a job and complete it.
We don't want to talk about this. You look uncomfortable.
I'm not comfortable.
Why?
What?
What's making you uncomfortable?
This is a good way for you to express yourself. Why are you uncomfortable?
You see that?
Okay, come here.
What was it?
A kid having a hissy fit. That's one reason why I shouldn't be here.
Louis driving along a typical American street of modest, detached houses. A deer runs across the road.
It's not uncommon for children at the DLC to have aggressive tantrums. I was curious to meet one of these pupils.
Hi.
Hello, it's Sam.
How are you? How was your day, Joe?
Joey Morales Ward is 13 years old and lives in Morristown with his mother, Carol.
Hi, Joey.
Hi, Joey.
Joey runs towards his house.
That's what we do.
Said cheese.
Yeah. Were those chips good? Yes?
Yes!
Okay, now you got to be quiet because they're asking me a question about you.
Who are you? Woo-woo-woot? Said cheese.
How are you, Joey?
Sour cameras.
Those are cameras, yes, but he asked you, how are you?
Good.
Good. Joey had a behavior today.
Yes, he did. He had a behavior today. The teacher said that he...
Spice?
Went after her, which means he got up from what he was doing and just went and started to attack her. And they had to restrain him.
How often does that happen?
At least once a day, sometimes twice.
With Joey?
Yeah.
Every day?
Every day.
Why does he do it?
I want to say part of it is lack of communication, but I think at this point, because they've gotten worse in the last 2 years, I would say, is, I want to say, puberty.
How does Joey fall on the autistic spectrum?
Medically, he's considered severely autistic because of the lack of communication, but there's kids with communication that have more severe behaviors than him. It's a huge spectrum, and there's no one thing that you can say each kid has.
Hi, Joey.
Hi. It's your buddy.
Louis. I'm Louis.
Pay attention.
He's waiting.
Hi, Louis.
If you could take the autism away, would you do it?
Yes. I always pray for that miracle. And one day I was in church and my daughter says, Mom, do you know that God made him that way? So then I'm like, God made him that way to make me learn a lesson, probably. Hi, Kate. Say hi.
Carol's daughter, Kate, is not autistic.
Oh. Hi, Kate.
You don't want to say hi? You're being shy?
That's okay.
I'm just going to bring her in.
Joey starts thumping the door, then himself. His mother calmly gets out a cushion and lies him on it.
Down.
He sits up, hitting himself, and she puts another cushion under his feet. Then she pins his arms down onto one of the cushions and lies on top of him to restrain him. He's as tall as she is and very powerful.
I might call my husband in, would you mind? Tadeo!
Her husband comes in.
All this way.
Breathe.
Go get some water, Tadeo.
Oh, should I get some water?
Thanks.
Joey's sister's curled up in a chair.
Would you like us to step out?
No, unless I let you film and nobody's going to ever know that this is true autism. That's it. And no, but a lot of parents don't want you to see that.
Breathe through your nose, Joseph.
With his father sitting on his back, Joey starts to breathe deeply.
You sorry?
Sorry, yes.
Okay. Can I have a kiss? Mm-hmm.
Everything's okay now.
Everything's okay now.
Oh, we're really sad to you.
Yeah, everything's okay.
I'm Louis.
And Tadeo.
Nice to meet you. How is that for you downstairs? Is that still an emotional thing to see that?
It's very emotional. Mm. And I know he's getting, you know, tall and bigger than me, mm-hmm. and I know one day I can probably not control him at all.
Sometimes he came after you and just punched you for no reason, right?
If I said the word no, he's coming like a bulldog on the top of me, like a punch me.
Does it ever affect how you feel about Joey?
No. Well, you know, when she was pregnant, and she told me how to baby boy, you know. I was happy, you know. I like to him to be a doctor, lawyer, you know, big things in my dreams. But in the end, 18 months later, I found out he's autistic, and now I don't care anymore. I'd be happy he can really be dishwasher or landscaping guy.
This sounds like a strange question, but does it make it harder to love him?
No, I love him, you know. It's like any regular child.
A statuette of Jesus and a plaque hanging on the wall which says, Mother's touch comforts like sunshine after rain. A photo of Joey as a young boy, then cars travelling down a road.
A few miles away in Scotch Plains, New Jersey, lives Mary Ingrassia.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, Lewis.
How are you doing?
A teacher and the mother of Nikki.
Nikki's in the basement. He's running upstairs right now.
Here's everything.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Now, is Brittany here as well, did you say,
yes.
Mary? Where is Brittany?
Brittany!
Brittany is Nikki's twin. So you're 19 as well. How do you do? I'm Louie.
Yeah. Hello.
How are you? Has it been helpful, do you think, for Nikki to have a twin? Who's not
I think it's been helpful for Nikki to have not only a twin, but so many other siblings and with their friends coming in.
Because he gets socialized.
He gets socialized.
He gets to mix and mingle.
But Nikki was born
Normal.
How old was Nikki when you realized that there was something different?
He was about 18 months old.
And what happened?
He literally woke up one morning. He went into a total regression. He stopped babbling. He stopped crawling. He just stopped doing everything.
And how has Nikki done at DLC?
Nikki's done great. They have taught Nikki way above and beyond my expectations.
How? And now I've overgrew the challenge.
Look at him.
What would stop him from going to a mainstream school?
Forget it.
I think just the idea of normal children.
Being bullies?
Yeah.
There's kids that I have problems with in my classroom, and you know what? This morning, I was so angry, I said, oh, I'm gonna stab this kid if he doesn't shut up,
Nikki, what did I tell you about talking like that, though?
It's freedom of speech, Monta.
No, you can't do that. What did I tell you about talking like that?
Never do it.
Never do it, and what'd you do?
I just said it anyway, because I was
angry. Why?
Because I was angry.
I'm sorry. That's trouble. You want to go? Dude, they can arrest you. You can go to jail.
No way.
Oh, yeah. Do you want that to happen?
No way.
Because that's a threat. I'm not kidding.
I hear you loud and clear. You know, you're not funny.
Oh, you're not funny because we already spoke about this.
Really? I'm not funny? Am I laughing? No.
Quit overreacting.
Stop it, Nikki. You're aggravating me right now.
God, everybody needs to stop. That's the thing.
If you could take away Nikki's autism, would you do it?
No.
Why not?
Because he's too special. He also does so many things that
you've never seen before.
I mean, I don't think any of my other children could do what Nikki does. Why don't you bring it in here, Nikki?
Nikki's written a number of dictionaries and also a novel called Dragon Lore, which he was keen to show me.
These two are Japanese books, which is my favorite language to learn. And I'm starting to write the entire alphabet in hiragana, katakana, and kanji.
Do you speak Japanese?
Yes.
How do you say, hello, my name is Nikki?
Konnichiwa, watashi wa Nikuas.
Very good.
Next we have German.
Can we move on to Dragon Lore?
Not yet.
Oh.
Next we have Chinese simplified. And last but not least, we have the Hindi language book. Hindi is a language that they speak in India. Okay, well that's it for those. Now we're moving on to the most anticipated work of them all. The Dragon Lore novel by me, of course.
You wrote this whole book?
The whole book, and it's inspired by the
About Dragon Lore.
Yes, Dragon Law, actually. Or if it's British English, it's Dragon Law.
Would you read us out a tiny bit of the book?
Sure, I'll read the prologue. The year was 1462, and a medieval Europe civilization setting built in ancient Japan. There once lived a sympathetic Japanese-Romanian black dragon. Mona has committed suicide by diving off the castle's tower. Zenaiku screams in despair as he slowly goes down to his death as the blood rises of a foot-high blood pool.
Great.
What do you think?
Terrific. So this school that Nikki's about to start, he'll stay in there for how long?
Till he's 21.
Then after that, what happens?
I'm not really sure. I'm not sure where we're going to go after that.
Will he still stay here?
Oh, yeah.
He'll live here?
Of course.
For how long?
Nikki will live here as long as I'm alive.
As long as Mom is alive.
And then, you know.
And then Brittany will take him?
Brittany or one of his brothers.
You would do that, Brittany?
Of course I would take Nikki, my twin brother.
Okay, so may I move on to another thing? Okay, Mama, you're ruining it.
Sorry.
Clouds drifting across the moon. A city skyline in silhouette against a sunrise. Louis walks into the DLC school building.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
I was back at the DLC, hoping for more insight into the methods of the school.
Lucy, can you tell me how he feels?
He does feel mad.
Children on the autistic spectrum often have trouble with skills most people regard as instinctive.
How does he feel?
Surprised.
He does not feel surprised. He feels
happy.
He does. He feels happy. Show me happy.
The school tries to teach these abilities using strictly regimented phases of work and break to incentivize learning.
Great job, Marcello. 3 stars, you get a
break.
Joey's looking at a worksheet.
Good.
I'd arranged to spend some school time with Joey and his behaviour specialist, Kim Spurlock.
Good job, Jeff.
So he looks for the price of the item, mm-hmm. and there are 2 items, and he adds up the price and gets a result.
Right.
He seems to be doing quite well.
Yes, he's made progress, and we are really trying to focus on his behaviours, try to decrease them.
And Joey's strengths?
That he can work on an activity for long periods of time, especially the vocational task. And I am
finished.
Good. Let's do our collating and stapling.
Joey staples the papers together.
Something like this is what I was talking about his strengths, is that he can stay on task, he can do an activity or a job and really work through it and complete the activity.
What are you drawing, Joey?
Good.
Are you drawing a girl? Does she have a name?
Who is this?
Good ponytails.
Girl with ponytails, very nice. Break is? You want to do it? Okay, finished.
Joey gets up from his desk and puts his things away. Then out of the blue starts to hit his teacher. Another teacher immediately comes over to help. They restrain him, while two more teachers pull out a large blue padded mat. Louis watches the incident with folded arms. A little later, Joey's sitting on the mat, sipping at some water. Now he has a pot of coloured strips, which he has to separate according to colour into three containers.
You know, this is your class?
This is my class.
A little later, I checked in with a teacher called Matt Fernandez, curious to meet a few of Nikki's peers.
Hi. Hi. How are you? Hi. Nice to meet you. Bradley, will you stand up for a second and talk to us, please?
Okay.
Thank you, Bradley. And Matt is your teacher. How do you get on with Matt?
So, him?
Yeah.
I don't know. Bye, everyone. So, how's old is he?
Not how old I am. How do we get along? Do you like being in my class?
Yeah.
All right.
What will you do when you graduate?
Where do you work now for job sampling?
TJ Maxx.
That's a department store.
Really?
And what do you do there?
What did I do? Fold them.
You fold. Say, I fold clothes.
I fold towels.
Good. Thanks, Bradley.
Well, you're welcome.
Jamie, this is Tyler Smith.
Hi, Tyler. Hi, I'm Louis.
Louis, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. How are you?
Tyler.
Hi, Tyler.
Tyler has pets.
Sankia has a knack for geography. You can give him any country in the world and he'll give you the capital.
For real?
For real.
What's the capital of Great Britain?
London.
Good. France?
Paris.
Okay.
Madagascar?
Antananarivo.
Tibet?
No Tibet anymore.
Oh, okay. Tibet doesn't count.
The art room.
Nikki had just a few days left before transferring to his new school. I joined him for one of his last art classes.
I'm Louis.
Hi, I'm Tommy.
Tommy, Louis, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
How are you doing, Louis?
Oh my God!
Just tell me briefly what's happening in here.
This is the comic book club, and we have it for an hour a week. The rule is that they have to develop their two characters.
I've just showed my teacher my novel that I mentioned the other day. Which is right here.
His job in the class is
to interact with everybody and help them out.
Yes.
So you're kind of co-teaching.
Yes, I co-teach. It's called collaboration.
That's probably the most important thing in here is the kids interacting with each other.
Yeah, but I'm going to miss my friends, though.
Yeah, why don't you guys talk about how you feel about Nick leaving?
We feel happy for him.
Why?
Because I'll get to do other things.
Yes, you do. He deserves to go to a different school.
Why, Meshach?
Because it's special.
Because it's special? All the kids there can speak.
Most of them can, yes, just about all the kids could speak just like how we can. Like, they're like at a higher level like how we are.
Now, Johnny, how do you feel about Nikki leaving?
I feel great for him. And I'm really proud of him who's going to leave because I'm really going to miss him because he's really one of my best friends.
Me too.
Would you like to be going with him?
Yeah.
Back then, like years ago, we had violent behaviors because we didn't know any better, and it was a tough break, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
But as we got older, we got mature, and we were intelligent enough to learn more of the real world.
A poster says, I need to check my attitude. When I am happy, I can come inside. Now Louie's back with Paula and her twins.
Let's go say hi to George.
I was back with the Vieiras.
Look how long your hair is. Look, it's like a wig, George.
Paula was taking Marcelo for a haircut.
Bye,
no, we're not going yet. We're gonna cut our hair. It's okay. Do not hit your sister. Stop it.
It's starting to snow outside the hair salon.
I've got Peppa Pig on my iPhone. Do you know Peppa Pig?
I do not know Peppa Pig. I'm right here. Your sister's going to the bathroom.
Have you seen Peppa Pig?
No.
Look, Mars. Do you want to hold it? Do you want to hold it?
Paula holds Louis' phone up in front of Marcelo while the hairdresser quickly cuts his hair.
I was curious about the strain that raising autistic children can put on a marriage.
Say goodnight. Goodnight. What do you want? Talk to Daddy.
Back at the house, and Paula's husband, Paolo, had finished work.
Cheers.
Cheers.
With the children in bed, we regrouped in the kitchen.
How are you feeling?
Tired.
Long day. Very, very long day with the kids.
It's like we're still stuck in toddler stage. We haven't got out of the terrible twos yet.
You just keep build it up. And he's angry and mad. Marriage is the truth. It'll never be the same. It's never the same. Mm-mm.
It's not the same as it was before, do you mean?
No.
Well, there's not like that laughter fun part anymore. Do you know, it's...
We miss out a lot. So the only place we can take it out is each other. Like we don't go on vacation. You know what I mean? We don't go on parties. And we see what regular kids doing outside. And
overcome with emotion, Paolo leaves the room.
I know exactly how he feels, because when you see typical children, you can't help but wish that that was your son playing on the football field, or your daughter cheerleading on the sidelines, or, you know, being in the school play and doing things that kids do.
Louis nods. Paula goes to find her husband.
You okay?
I just wanted to check on you.
Okay.
They come back into the kitchen.
I'm back.
You okay?
Yeah.
Outside, an orange truck turns a corner, and the school bus trundles down the road. It's a cold but sunny day, and Louis's back at the DLC.
Is this where you are?
This is my homeroom at ShopRite. Come make yourself comfortable, if you could.
By now, I was more than a week into my stay, and Nikki had become curious about me. He'd taken the initiative of doing some research of his own.
This is what you're best known for? You're working with BBC, making these documentaries and all these TV shows, like when Lewis Met, and Lewis Dear is Weird Weekends. Those are your two best-known programs.
Well, I don't know, but maybe.
Is all this info on your page true, saying that you were the youngest son of the American traveler?
We don't really have to read that, do we, Nikki?
You are of Italian descent and American descent.
Is that strange to you?
That's really strange. I'm Italian descent as well.
Well, maybe we're related.
We probably are. It's a funny story.
Should we click that away now?
Sure, I'll move on to something else.
Thank you.
But there was a possible crimp in the plan for Nikki to move schools. His threat of stabbing another student had been reported.
Okay, so someone was laughing, right?
And one was cursing me off.
One of the school's behavior specialists, Dana Silva, had called Nikki into a meeting.
Question. What did you do to one of the students? Did you say something back to the student?
Unfortunately, and I was told not to do it again afterwards.
All right, and what did you say?
A threat.
And what was the threat?
I screamed, if you don't stop laughing at me, I'm gonna stab you. And see how he'll laugh at that. And he would feel exactly like how I feel. Me being laughed at him is like being stabbed towards the chest.
Okay.
Is this something Nikki's done before?
Yes. Throughout this year.
Why?
Because they make me so angry, I just had to say those threats to get it out of my head.
And the stakes are higher now, Dana, because Nikki's going to this other school.
But I'm only one of the very few.
And it's amazing, and we want that to continue for you. So we need to make sure we can control your anger, and we need to give you strategies of how to deal when people don't like things.
So these are the strategies.
Yeah, I
think away, that... ask them to stop, keep doing my work, write in my journal, or tell a teacher. Those are five options.
Those are five options.
I did tell them to stop and tell a teacher, and I tried to move away. Really I did four out of five strategies.
But you also did something inappropriate. You threatened a student, right? So are we going to try our best not to make threats?
Yes.
You promise?
Promise.
All right. A display of cartoon pigs entitled Good Manners Matter. A sign for the cafeteria. Then Louis walking down a wide, bright hallway. Outside, a number of yellow school buses drive off down the road. Though most of the pupils at the school live at home, there is a tiny handful whose behaviour is so unmanageable that their parents can no longer cope.
Who am I speaking to? This is Josephine, Brian's mom.
I was with a DLC parent called Josephine Engelhart.
I'm on my way to pick up Brian. You didn't tell him that I was coming, did you? Oh, good, good. Because I don't want him to get to be anxious, you know, waiting.
Nice. Look how happy he is. Look at that beautiful smile. Mommy loves you.
Thank you very much. Take care.
Brian had burned down the family house, aged 8. He had also repeatedly assaulted his mother. For the last 2 years, Brian has been living in a group home.
He gets into the car.
Brian, say hello.
I'm Louis.
That's Marco.
Louis.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. That's right. This is Louis.
Hi, how are you? Nice to meet you.
The number 8, please. Here, honey. You can put it there, okay? Here.
She's got him a drink. He snacks in the back of the car, sitting next to Louis.
And he loves to eat, Louis. He loves to eat. The main course is to come. He's not gonna let me forget it.
Meat.
Is it? Meat.
What kind of taco is it? What kind is it? Is it beef?
Yeah.
Is it chicken?
Brian tucks into his taco shell.
It's crunchy. I can hear it crunching.
You know, he has a tendency, like a lot
of... You've got to slow down, you're going to make yourself ill.
Yeah.
You're going very quickly.
Slow down, Brian. He always did.
Is he very hungry? Or maybe he just likes the sensation of the food?
No. I believe... both. I believe that they keep him in a schedule, so he cannot just eat at will.
Brian seems quite interested in me.
Yes. See?
Are we friends?
Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
We're from England.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a cliche about autism that the people can be a little bit insular or inward-looking.
Yes.
But Brian seems quite sociable.
Exactly. Exactly my point. He's very sociable.
Me.
High five. Food's coming. We've got to get back to the house first. While Josephine went off to get more food, I was left in charge. How are you doing? You good?
Yeah.
How are you feeling? Good?
Yeah.
Louis gives him a low five. A black cat pads across the floor. Now Louis's lying on the floor with a box of dominoes.
Do you ever play with these?
Yeah.
What do you do with them?
Dominoes?
Yeah. What do you do with them? Do you ever do this?
Yeah.
Louis stands a row of them on their ends.
Do you want to push that one?
Yeah.
That's fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
Should I do it again?
Yeah.
You ready to push?
Yeah.
You push.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Was that fun?
Yeah.
I thought so. Okay, I'm going to do the whole lot. Will you help?
Yeah.
You want to build one?
No.
You build one. Okay, you don't have to.
Brian walks away.
Okay, I'm building another one. Brian?
He's in the kitchen wearing just his shorts.
Brian? Brian? You okay?
Yeah.
I've got the dominoes. I've got the dominoes. Can you push the domino?
Brian's eating on his bed.
Okay, honey, 1 minute. 1 minute. Here. Here, sweetheart.
What made you decide that you couldn't handle Brian at home anymore?
Okay. I knew deep down that things were unbearable, absolutely unbearable. To be afraid of your child is a terrible thing, you know, having to hide or having to, you know, to run away because... Brian, listen to me. No, that's not yours.
That's
not yours. Grab a can. Grab a can from the refrigerator. You want a can? No. See, he says lasagna. He knows what I'm saying. No. See? It's almost like a glutton. You know what I'm saying? He goes from one, you know, relentlessly. Brian? No. Okay?
He had a little bit of a look on then. Did you see it?
Because I said no.
He was trying to intimidate you a little bit.
But it's nothing in comparison to how it was. It was pretty unbearable.
So the times that Brian did hurt you, how would he hurt you?
He would grab me. I mean, I would lose chunks of hair. Sometimes it would get real scary. He would grab my throat, and he could easily choke me that way.
Huh?
No, honey. No, Brian, go over there. You think he's being aggressive. That's not being aggressive at all. No, Brian, leave the kitty alone. Now, he's got a mischievous streak, though, you know? And it's very...
He seemed more cuddly in the car, and now he's making me a little nervous.
Wait a minute. No, you don't. No. Leave the kitty alone.
No.
Leave the kitty. Yes, go ahead. Lay down. He's actually trying to be friendly, believe it or not. Brian, no, you cannot touch that.
He can do that if he wants to.
Yeah?
Does he have behaviors at the residence, at the home that he's in?
The only time, hardly ever, he's the, like, one... They tell me he's one of the best behaved there. The only time that he does, it's food-related.
So at the moment, basically, during the week, Brian lives at the group home.
Yes.
And then he comes back... Weekends, just during the day, Saturday, Sunday, during the day, he's with you.
Only because...
But he doesn't spend the night here, ever.
Yes, he has. And he's been a disaster every time because he doesn't sleep.
Brian twirls round, revealing a builder's bum. So Louis jokingly pulls up his shorts for him.
Brian had been put on medication, which Josephine felt was helping with his impulsivity.
Too much?
Still, it was striking how warm he was and how friendly.
Yeah, that's Brian. Who do you think that is?
There.
Yeah, that's Brian.
Not a whimper.
I've been concerned that Brian might not deal well with the end of the visit. But when the time came, he was the one who asked to be taken back home.
You're waiting for us.
Good job. Good job waiting, Brian.
Where do you want to go?
Where do you want to go?
Where do you...
The house. Okay. How much do you think I love you?
Too much.
Too much?
Yeah.
It's nighttime as Josephine drives Brian back to the house. Louis sitting in the back of the car with him. They look at each other and nod along to the music. Louis raises his eyebrows and Brian copies him. Then Louis makes a resigned expression with a downturned mouth, and Brian copies that too. They jig along to the music, grinning at each other.
Am I picking you up tomorrow?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm gonna pick you up tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay, so come here. I love you.
Nice to meet you. Good night.
You stay here? Yeah. Okay? He goes right to... Oh, thank you. Thank you for watching over him. God bless you. Good night.
Good night. Thank
Bye-bye.
You. He seems very happy.
Yeah, he is. He's a happy little kid. He really is.
Why do you think he's so much more mellow now?
Because he is in a much more mellow environment.
You couldn't create that environment at home?
Not with the pressures. We were just so bogged down, so tired,
swamped.
So frustrated. Exactly.
Are you happier now as well?
I am happy, you know, in a certain way that, you know, I'm a lot less stressful, my life right now. But I'm also sad in another way because he's not with me.
The sun begins to rise over silhouetted trees and buildings. Louis's driving along a road.
It was the morning of Nicky's first day at his new school. I'd arranged to visit him at home.
Oh, sorry.
It's all right.
Hi, Mel. How are you doing?
Nice to see you.
How's it going?
How are you doing, Nicky?
Oh, I'm tired a bit.
Nick, you nervous?
Yeah.
High five.
Poor Nicky.
I'm curious whether there's more students at DLC Warren who'll be able to make the kind of progress that you've made.
Probably not.
Mary, was Nick ever diagnosed with severe autism?
Yes.
Severe?
Yes, when he was little.
That's only one?
Yes.
But I overcame.
He was nonverbal. I mean, he didn't do anything.
Until
he just screamed.
Until he was?
I would say about six.
So that's amazing, isn't it? The journey that he's been on. How did he start communicating?
Honestly? My parents took Nicky to a church, a cathedral in Philadelphia, St. John Paul Newman's church. And I don't know if it was a miracle or something that, you know, was supposed to happen, that the next day after the visitation of the church, Nicky said to me, "Hi, Mom."
What?
Just as clear as day. Crazy. True, though. I don't know, maybe it was coincidence.
He said, "Hi, Mom." Mm. And then after that, he just added more words?
Mm-hmm. It's a little bit of a miracle, right?
Yeah, but I think it's a disaster at the same time, too.
Why?
My mouth got me into a lot of trouble throughout my life.
With the school day soon starting, there was still no sign of the bus.
Where is it?
Do you feel anxious?
Yes.
Would you like a hug?
I'm not...
What was that reaction?
I'm like, I'm not gay.
He doesn't mean it like that. Nick.
No, not like a gay hug, like a reassuring hug.
Okay, fine. Hugged by a celebrity.
Hugged by a celebrity. Oh, Louis.
Was that nice?
Yes, it was when you hugged me.
Aw.
But the gay thing, no.
Nicky paces over to the window and looks out.
Where is it?
We could take Nicky.
You could do that.
Yeah, that would be great.
Mary helps him on with his jacket and hugs him.
I'm a bit I'm really nervous.
I know you are. Okay.
I'm so anxious and nervous.
You're gonna be fine.
I hope I will.
Love you.
Bye now.
See you later, love. Good luck.
Nicky sits in the back of Louis's car with his earphones in, playing on a handheld computer game. As they drive up to the school, Nicky looks out of the window nervously. Inside, he heads up some stairs. Louis watches him pulling on a locker, trying to open it.
Oh, God. This is my first day here.
I'm so happy you're back.
I know. That's Louis. He's from the BBC and he's popular in the UK.
Really?
I'm kidding you. He has a Wikipedia page.
Dang, you must be lucky.
Yeah, thank you very much. How do you know Nick?
He's an old friend of mine.
I've known her 6 years ago.
Yep, 6 years ago we met in middle school. He's a good friend of mine.
And now Nick's back.
Hi.
Hi.
Good morning. How are you? Welcome, welcome, welcome. Are you excited?
Yeah, yes. I'm nervous, too.
A little nervous. Okay, let's go to the room.
The teacher leads him off down the corridor.
So you can kind of hang out
okay?
It's gonna be all right, don't worry.
I'm already anxious and nervous to death.
No, don't worry, Nikki, you're gonna be fine.
Thank you, girls.
Hey, Nick.
You're very well.
Yeah, hey, show me.
It's all right, Nikki, all right, don't worry.
I'll be right there.
This is where we sign in every morning, okay?
Hey, this is... Nice job.
Thank you. That was a little too easy. That was a little...
Clouds scud by over leafless trees outside. Now Louis's back at the DLC. Marcello's having an individual photo taken in the school hall.
Hi, Candace.
Come on,
handsome.
Look at me.
Back at the DLC, school photographs were underway.
A girl in a stripy purple jumper.
Where's that happy smile? I have to come tickle you.
One of the strangest aspects of autism is how unpredictably it can develop. I wondered how these children's lives would unfold, whether they would make sudden gains and leave, like Nikki, or continue locked in their own worlds.
How's an elephant got a pretty hard skin?
A photo of a smiling boy.
For those older students who do stay at the DLC, teachers do their best to prepare them for an independent existence. One school hallway is built to resemble a main street, with classrooms designed to look like shops and workplaces. Here, students get used to life in the outside world.
Can I sit next to you?
Sure.
What are you doing?
I'm writing.
What are you writing about?
That's to do it.
Add Sarah Jane's purchases together and complete the check below for the total amount. Use today's date. So you had to put the date here. Did you write that?
Yeah.
So this is helpful, isn't it? Because if you ever needed to write a cheque out in the real world, now you know how to do it.
Yeah.
Has he been making good progress?
Absolutely. You know, one of Bradley's good skills is being very thorough and making sure that he goes back and he checks his work, staying organized. And those are a lot of things that we focused on in the last couple of years.
How did Bradley score on his cheque writing?
Well, he did very well.
Good. Very nice, Bradley.
Done. Is that stressful?
Yeah, I'm calm.
You okay?
I'm fine.
Brian's stacking shelves.
Hi, Brian. Do you remember me? Yeah. I'm Louis. Louis. Yeah. Nice to see you. Are you Joe?
Yes.
Louis.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
To meet you.
Brian, what are you doing?
Yeah.
No, what are you doing right now?
So, sorting.
Sorting.
Yeah.
At this point, Brian is sorting the different baked goods, the pastries and things, by type into different trays.
Right.
With a view to maybe one day you think he could perhaps work in a bakery or in that kind of a workplace.
Yeah, the skills to work in something like that he definitely has. He can definitely sort the different shapes, different colors, different sizes.
Brian, we're going to go shopping. Could you get me 2 potatoes, please? And another one, please? I'll just have 1 carrot, please. And maybe 1 Danish. That is everything.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy that?
Yeah.
Was that fun?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Next year, Brian will graduate, is that correct?
Yes, he's graduating in June.
In June?
Yeah.
What will happen then?
Well, he's currently going to be at a workshop.
Whether it's stuffing envelopes or putting batteries in a remote control, packaging like goodie bags. We are trying to work on those independent work skills while they're here.
Brian puts the goods back on the shelves.
Come here, Sankhya. Listen, what do we need to do in order to bake these cupcakes?
Get a bowl.
A little later, I joined some of Nikki's old friends in a cookery class.
Oh, man.
That's okay. Watch. We've got gloves on.
My fault.
No, it's okay.
100% vegetable oil,
yes.
Of course.
Good job.
Fruity delicious.
What's the capital of Vatican State?
Vatican City.
Somalia?
Yes, Mogadishu. Kenya?
Nairobi.
A tray of freshly baked cupcakes. Louis tucks into one.
That feels good, tasty.
Very nice. Bradley,
yeah.
The cakes are delicious.
Well, you're welcome.
My time at the DLC was up. I'd been struck by the dedication of the staff and their commitment to making changes that could be tiny or immense, and sometimes both at once.
Louis walks off down the hallway, designed to look like a shopping mall. Geese take to the air.
Before leaving the world of autism altogether, I was making a few revisits.
Marcel, sing a song for Daddy.
First, the Vieiras.
Can you dance too? Dance.
Part of what I sense maybe is that you don't want the fact that you've got two children with autism to define your existence, but at the moment it has become the defining fact of your existence.
At the moment it is, and it has been for a long time. I mean, I'm starting to see that there's a light, that it won't be what defines us as a family or defines us as individuals eventually.
So what do you hope for now?
Silence. You know, they always say God gives you what you can handle. And I have to say, I think that we are extraordinary people, but we were extraordinary people before these children came into our lives, which is probably why I have such difficulty accepting it. Some people, it transformed them to being this ultra caring kind of a person, whereas I think we've always been that kind of person. Mm-hmm. That's all. That's the difference I was trying to make.
So you feel you didn't need to be transformed,
yeah,
in a sense.
Yeah, which is almost part of the reason why I get so angry, because I am that loving, sweet person, compassionate person. Right, Lucy? Wow, I like your alphabet.
A, B, C, D, E, F.
Marcelo always loved letters. He knew the alphabet. He must have been 18 months old. He knew the whole alphabet.
He's spelling out his name.
Oh.
Very good. Good job. Yay.
Daytime, and Louis walking with Joey, holding his hand.
Hi.
You're supposed to ignore the camera, Joe.
Bonnie is. Dinosaur.
Barney is a dinosaur.
Her imagination.
I was paying one last visit to Joey and his mother, Carol. Carol had once told me she'd prayed for a miracle for Joey. It being Sunday, we were attending church.
Take away the sins of the world.
Hi, Dad.
Joey's being blessed by the priest. Back in the car.
That Carol was hoping for a kind of cure for Joey seemed completely understandable. And yet what was strange was that Joey's personality was so bound up with his condition, it was hard to separate the two. His lovable qualities were intertwined with the challenges he presented.
Can you find Mickey Mouse?
Any hobbies. Any hobbies.
You want to sit here?
Sit here.
Who, me?
Me. Sit here.
Yeah.
Louis sits back down, and Joey starts to hit his own chair.
Who, me?
Here. Now, then, only hobbies.
Draw a picture.
The picture.
Louis starts to draw a picture with a pink felt tip.
We create tickets.
He's typed Lyric Studios into a search engine on the computer.
No.
There are colourful pictures stuck up on the wall. Now his mother's leading him upstairs.
No. Yeah. You can't get angry and hit walls. Go. Lie down.
Joey starts hitting his mother, then himself.
Since I'd last seen her, Carol had started a new technique for controlling Joey's tantrums by confining him to his room.
Down.
Can I help, Carol?
Down. Down. And when you're ready, you can come out. When you can calm down, you can come down for breakfast, okay? That's good. Good job. Calm down. Breathe. Let's just leave him and see what happens. Leave him. If it breaks anything in there, we'll throw it out.
Now Joey and his sister are making Valentine's cards.
Scissors. So you feel this new system could be working?
Right. The tantrums, although they're still intense, he seems to, you know, after 10 Mom! Minutes, come out of it. And he comes downstairs and says he's sorry.
On our last visit, you were worried about whether you would be able to control Joey as he got older and if the aggressiveness continued or got worse.
Right.
Are you still concerned about that?
I'm still concerned about that. If the tantrums got worse, I would first try medicine.
And if the medication does not work?
I don't want to think about that, but what would happen is, in order for me to get help from the state, I would probably have to call 911, and then the state would step in. But so I don't want that to happen.
If it really did not improve, you would consider residential care?
Well, eventually I would have to, because if I couldn't take care of him, what am I going to do? And the sad thing is, that's your only option, really. That's the final outcome for all these children.
Whoa.
What do you want mommy to do?
Psycho.
Yeah, but you want mommy to take?
Take a picture. Whoa.
Beautiful picture.
Can you tell if Joey likes me?
Joe, do you like Louis?
Louis, so hey.
Do you like him, yes or no?
Yes.
Do you like him?
Yes, shake his.
Would you say that anyway?
Say cheese.
No, because I gave him two options, and then I asked. I said, Joey, do you like Louis? Yes or no?
Yes.
No, I have to ask it again. Joey, do you like Louis?
Louis, yes.
And I didn't give him two options.
Shake his. Say cheese.
Outside, Joey's doing a chalk drawing of a cat's face on the ground.
I was leaving the world of autism with a fondness for the kids and a respect bordering on awe for the parents.
Moo!
It's a cow.
Cow, moo!
Moo!
Raising a child on the severe end of the spectrum can entail decisions no one should have to make. And yet these parents were, in different ways, continuing to find inner reserves of love and compassion, performing a small miracle of their own in their ability to keep going.